In de vorige uitzending hebt u gehoord dat we in Shrewsbury Hall waren, de tuinen bekeken hebben. We hebben met Marie gesproken en zij vertelde ons ook dat er een aantal dieren, we hebben het in de uitzending al kunnen horen, een kleine dierentuin is. En ja, als je dan bij de reis die we gemaakt hebben in de diepe bent geweest en je hebt dan de very important penguins gezien en je komt dan hier, dan zijn er ook penguins, de humble penguins. How long are they here at Shrewsbury Hall?
We've got some of the oldest penguins, some of the oldest Humboldt penguins here at Shrewsbury Hall and Gardens, and we've got some who are in their 20s and still going strong and enjoying the sunshine and going for a swim under the waterfall. It really is beautiful for them. It's Hekesh.
Yeah. We zien een stuk of 10, 12 van die penguins hier. Het zijn niet zo groot, het zijn de Humboldt penguins. Die komen voor aan de kust, ik denk van Chili. Peru misschien een stukje. Ze zijn een stukje kleiner inderdaad dan de penguins die we vanmorgen hebben gezien. Maar desalniettemin, heel erg leuk om te zien. Ze zijn een drui in aantal. Ik dacht al dat het de oude penguins waren, maar dat blijkt niet zo te zijn. It's a little zoo here at Shrewsbury Hall. Why is that? Were the people from the hall, were they keeping animals?
They will have done as a family back in the 1700s. They will have had animals, more estate animals such as the sheep and things. But here as a zoo, it's another attraction for people to come and enjoy. Children, parents, grandparents love coming, looking at the different animals that we have. Coming to the feeding times of the penguins at 3 o'clock and the lemurs fed at 2 o'clock, and just having a look at the animals and looking at the different habitats and reading the information about where they're from and what they eat and how they're cared for. And it really is a lovely place to come and visit. And it's another little hidden corner of the estate that makes it even more interesting for people to come. And it makes us that little bit more unique.
I saw a lot of children enjoying the animals because they can come very close to the animals,
they
I think.
They can come quite close to the animals and have a look through lots of the low fencing and have a look through and almost engage with the animals. Some people can actually adopt the animals as well, so they can pay for an adoption, which they get a certificate and their name on a plaque, so they feel that bit more of a connection to the animals.
Okay.
And it's very popular with school groups and education groups coming in, and the zookeepers do a wonderful job treating all the animals and speaking to the children as well and informing them about the life of a zookeeper.
Yeah. When we have seen it all, the hall and the gardens and the zoo, we are going to take a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and we make it a kind of lovely, kind of gezellig.
Gezellig.
Okay, dankjewel.